to detain a person just for trying to be in Canada is totally wrong. That's the only crime that these people have committed that are here. Try to live here, try to enter Canada, try to be with us. Why they are trying to do that? Because they are dying of hunger where they come from. Because the system has imposed poverty, you know, terrible poverty among different nations. And they are forced to flee their own countries and their own homes and come here. Doesn't matter if they are refugees or immigrants. They are here just because they want to live. They want to have a better life. Sometimes they are looking for peace. Sometimes they are looking for justice. Sometimes they are looking for a piece of bread. Sometimes they are looking for a friend. Just a place to rest. And we put them in detention. That's totally unfair. But let me say that this is wrong. To detain people just because they want to live here or they want to enter Canada is wrong. But it's more wrong when you start to know that this center was in a report that was written 3 years ago. They said that they have to close this center because it doesn't meet the Canadian standards for jails. So, and this center is still open. They have women and children. If you see, if you go inside, you will see women with a recent born Canadian child. What is the crime that she has committed? It's just to come to Canada fleeing for domestic violence. But she was using a false document. And the immigration officer didn't believe that, and now she's in detention waiting for deportation removals. This center has serious problems in terms of recreation. Look the facilities that they have for walking around. This center was designed for having someone for 3 or 4 days. But we have people here inside that they have been for months. We have children that they don't have the right to attend a school because they are in detention. They don't have a medical facilities inside. They have a nurse that comes once in a while. That's why somebody died 3 years ago here. So they don't have anything than the other people that are in detention have. They are a second-class detainees. They are not just only immigrants or refugees. They are treated as a second-class detainees. That's against any basic human rights. We have to stop this. But now, under the threat, the national threat of security, the government of Canada is planning to double the number of detainees in Canada for immigration purposes. So they are planning to open a bigger center than this, with more abuses and with more problems, where children, women, men, anybody that has, between quotations, problems of security or look like me or look like you is going to be detained because he was or she was not born in Canada. That's the only crime. They create the borders, and now they put people in detention because we cross the borders. So we have to stop this. The basic human right is to be free to move around. That's the basic human right. They are taking away that basic human right to these people. And why? Because they are at the bottom of the scale. They are so vulnerable, and they don't have any voice. We have to become the voice of these people that is inside. And we have to stand up for the rights, because are our rights. Because they are human beings like us. And we have to stop and protect them. They don't have a way to talk in English like we do. Some of them, they don't even have the energy to complain, because they are so frustrated because they escaped from a country for repression, and they come here and they put it in detention here. So we have to stop this. We have to become the voice of these people. So what do we want?
Freedom
of them. That's what we want, because the only crime that they have committed is to try to live in peace in this country. Thank you very much.
Freedom now! Freedom now! Freedom!